Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is a new episode of the Irrelevant Stories, bringing an amazing panel of one person in this amazing conversation that we are going to have today, which is about decoding self-care. ठीक है ना, डिकोडिंग सेल्फ केयर एज अ कॉन्सेप्ट. मैं जब भी किसी को भी हाउ आर यू पूछता हूँ ऑन द पॉडकास्ट, एंड एवरीबॉडी रिप्लाइज विथ वी आर गुड और नॉट. नाउ वी आर गोइंग टू डेवलप द होल हायरार्की, वेयर द होल एपिसोड इज गोइंग टू बी अ कलेक्शन ऑफ हाउ आर यू, व्हाट आर यू, समथिंग लाइक दैट. एंड दिस इज अ कॉन्वर्जेशन बिटवीन श्रीहरि एंड मी. We have had one of the conversations before and we got like really nice reviews. So we were like, okay, let's have a conversation, like one-on-one conversation with everybody and stuff. So, and also there were no other panel members available as well. So we just decided, let's go with it, buddy. So yeah, Shriyari, how are you doing?
I'm good. Same answer.
करते करते पॉडकास्ट बंद. The
एपिसोड
moment you tell this episode is gone, dude.
खत्म, टाटा बाय
खत्म
बाय.
खत्म, टाटा बाय बाय, गया. Dude, nice. Of course. So getting into the conversation, like straight up getting into the conversation, what, according to you, do you actually have some self-care thing going on, or is it a very alienating concept to you right now?
Okay, I don't have like a self-care routine, ऐसा कुछ नहीं है. बट आई मीन आई रियलाइज इट लिटिल लेटर, लाइक मे बी लास्ट ईयर, दैट सेल्फ केयर इज द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट वन शुड हैव मोर फोकस ऑन रादर देन अदर ऑल बुलशिट स्टफ.
What is that
सो
bullshit stuff that you speak of, buddy?
देर आर मेनी, लेट्स नॉट गो देयर.
There are many encapsulating the whole world in that very statement. चलो, ओके. तो या, दर इंपॉर्टेंस कहाँ से आया फिर? लाइक, वेयर इज दिस इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ रियलाइजिंग दैट देर नीड्स टू बी अ लिटल मोर सेल्फ केयर कम टू यू पर्सनली लास्ट ईयर?
I don't know exactly how to say, but the thing is, we tend to, I mean, okay, I'll not generalize, I'll just say me or people like me. We try to please people a lot with however we are, whatever we are. And in doing so, like, we lose a lot of ourselves. Though we are, it's not like, at least in my case, I have still been me, and I'm still being myself even now. But I think the difference is that there is something called self-respect and all those stuff, right? So in doing so, like people whom we like or the place that we work, we somehow don't put ourselves first before thinking about others or any other thing. So I think that is the root cause to like decode self-care. And I'll not say that I have decoded it completely. I'm still in, the work is in progress to put oneself before anything else first.
But I don't really think there is ever a point where you completely figure out what your self-care is. I really don't think that is ever, because it's a progress. It's a process, it's a progress, and it takes a lot of time to even understand what is self-care, right? Because for a lot of, and a lot, it feels a lot of people end up making self-care as this very privileged thing that only the privileged can afford to, or people who are no money can't afford, so something like that in that sense. While that is not true in a lot of ways, like I think self-care is very misunderstood in one form or the other. Like, self-care can, it can be anything from having that one cup of chai in the morning for 10 minutes and just going about your day, or having that sutta when you are like feeling very stressed out in the work and you are like, okay, let's just go and get my mind off something. And it doesn't really require, not every self-care routine is a trip to Maldives, unless you are an influencer with a buttload of money for no reason. Either you are that, so if you are that, then cool, go ahead. The moment I said this statement, no influencer is coming to my podcast show, that much I'm fuck, dude. But do you agree here, Shriyari? Keep we as human beings in general, like, or rather people like around us, we have sort of misunderstood or alienated ourselves to talking about self-care or even like discussing about it all. Like, even kuch hai nahi hai aisa self-care. So it is properly misunderstood. What is your opinion on this?
It's very true, and like you said, self-care can be all those little things which matter to you. Like you said, having that cup of chai in the morning or food, everything. For me, like whenever I'm pissed off or things are not being, my go-to thing is food. So food
Perfect.
or cinema, watching a good movie alone. So it's like at least. Like last year, around this time when things were not going good, I used to just take my bag, go to just one place, any good place. I'll just go and have something that I like all alone. Aisa nahi ki kisi ko bulao, fir plan karo, leke jao. There was some small shop I used to go there, have a glass of roast milk, maybe vada pav, aisa kuch khane ka, fir wapis ghar
चेन्नई में वड़ा पाव कहाँ
aake.
मिलता है भाई?
मिलता है बहुत जगह
अच्छा मिलता है.
मिलता
प्रॉब्लम. ठीक है, ओके. आई विल गेट बैक टू दैट लेटर. सॉरी. हाँ.
है. So and then like we had like 2 years of COVID, and then we cannot go out anywhere. I mean, बाहर भी नहीं जा सकते, खाना भी, whatever. I mean, at least we should be like grateful that we are at least safe, having some food and all those things. I mean, so there was nothing else more that we could do. So at that time, I think for me it was movies that helped. Like, not movies as in the commercial blockbuster jo tab release. It was all like old movies or feel good movies that I kind of used to read from Instagram post and some posts here and there, and just let's go and watch those movies. So these are like things that I like. And now recently, like I after seeing few incidents, I realized the importance of health. So like I'm now kind of I mean, like in 2019 also when I started my job, I went to जिम बिकॉज अब हम पैसा कमा रहे हैं, अब जिम जाएंगे हम. बट स्टिल आई वेंट टू जिम. आई वाज डिसिप्लिन्ड. आई वाज लाइक आई वेंट टू जिम फॉर वन होल 1 year. बट दी होल आइडिया ऑफ गोइंग टू जिम वाज नॉट क्लियर कि क्यों जा रहा हूँ, व्हाई आई एम गोइंग टू जिम. देयर वाज नो गोल ऑन दिस. जिम जाएंगे आज से, दैट्स
सच्चा दिल्ली थिंग ना. मोटा के चल दिया लेकिन काय को मालूम नहीं है.
इट. बट there was no this thing, no I
No
mean
sense of
no
direction.
use. So then I left it. Then why I said now, like now I've started going to gym daily. Now I have a routine on that. Like every morning I have to do the gym. If I miss it, at least the days where I miss it in the morning, I go at least half an hour in the evening. So that gives me kind of a self-satisfaction. That's again, like I feel like I'm may doing something to make my health better for the future. So in that way, I think, okay, it's kind of a self-care to me
Agreed.
that I see. Because पहले इट वॉज ईटिंग जंक फूड. नाउ इट इज जिम
हाँ
जाओ, जंक फूड कट करो जितना हो सके. नॉट लाइक एग्जैक्ट पूरा एकदम कट करके डाइट वाइट ऐसा कुछ नहीं. आई स्टिल ईट, बट इट्स लाइक टू हैव सम लिमिट सो दैट. बिकॉज आई सॉ लाइक फ्यू रियली बैड इंसिडेंट एंड लाइक पीपल अराउंड मी बिकॉज ऑफ हेल्थ. सो या that just shit scared out of me. So yeah, that's just importance of health. So
I
उसके
agree,
हिसाब
man.
से yeah.
I agree. The important part of the problem with having, like as you said, the like going to the gym is a huge, it's a gratifying thing for, like, even I want to hit the gym, but it's like I'm not able to, a lot of reasons and stuff. But again, these are my excuses, but I want to. So someday I will end up going there. But I've seen a lot of people in the circle itself, where the conversation of gym is proportionate to how are you going to stop eating everything then. While it's not supposed to be that. Like, I've seen a lot of like trainers and stuff who are advocating to eat food. The conversation should not be to just not eat food. It's just to understand what you're eating and also trying to have a better check on what you're eating. That's all. Like if you're having a too much sugar intake, that's bad for you. If you're having that too much of something, you maybe you should try reducing a bit, and also like probably having an alternative in place so that you are also having that satisfying feeling. There is no such thing where it has to be you have to cut off food. Right. I mean, then why are we leaving? A lot of the conversation then ends up becoming that. Like, why are, if there is everything is a bad thing for us, maybe then I just end up becoming philosophical then. And I'm like, then it's just slow death. It's like when you try different things and you reach death slowly, that's all.
It's just a simple thing. Like how much you eat or how much calories you're taking, try to burn them. That's the simple equation. It's not like you eat only protein rich as itna protein, itna calories, and then burn itna calories. And there's no such thing. At least I don't believe in that. Even right now, what I have done is that I'm still eating the same food, still eating the same home food, but I've reduced the quantity to balance that. That is thing. And I'm seeing the effects now after doing that. Like I've seen, like I've reduced some weight. And and then after lifting weights, I'm trying to gain some muscle. So all those things are happening. But this didn't happen previously when I was going to gym, because I used to go to gym, do the same thing, but I used to eat two times of that because I was going to gym. Or zyada
khaye. Oh, aisa. But kaisa, bro? I mean, like, does your like the hunger increases, or is it something else that you could that you think it is?
I don't know. At that time, for me, I used to go to gym in the early morning, and then I had to travel to office 1 hour. So I used to get tired. The only thing then, uske baad is hunger. So I used to eat a lot, be it outside. And the other thing, I used to eat a lot of outside food as well, which I didn't have a control of. So that was one thing. Recently, it is like what I've realized it. For our generation, whatever we are eating, be it, even if we eat kharkarana, there is a lot of adulterated things in that, whatever is going on.
Yeah.
So the only thing is, whatever we are eating, be it inside, I mean, within our home or outside, the only thing is do some kind of physical exercise, move our body here and there about a bit, so that you stay a bit healthy. That's it. That's the only thing. Aisa nahi ki Shahrukh Khan jaisa 50 saal mein six pack leke aana, Hrithik Roshan.
Oh fuck, all of a sudden you just blinked out the moment you went Khan ka. Like,
hey, I touched the screen to ye kuch unmute ho gaya. So yeah, sari ki aisa nahi ki 50 saal hone ke baad Shahrukh Khan jaisa six pack hone ka, Hrithik Roshan jaisa body, and aisa kuch. The idea is to stay fit, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, the problem I see, a lot of the problem in people who end up going to gym is there is a lot of fear when it comes for a person who is sort of treated as unhealthy. Okay. Unhealthy in the sense ki they have just put on weight. It's not that they are unhealthy. It's just they have put on a little weight. There is a scientific study which shows that it is not that putting on weight is not a bad thing. Putting on weight is not a bad thing. It's everybody is different and everybody's health index is different. So you can't really be saying ki ye weight ho gaya to you are not healthy. Aisa sab nahi hai. So like a lot of studies also show that if you are quite lean, you are unhealthy because you are starving yourself to not even eating anything. So there is your body is not getting the nutrition that is you are supposed to get. And that is quite unhealthy. And for a lot of people, as you mentioned, Shriyari, gym is a care of self-care. Is a really cool self-care. But a lot of times the outside world ends up projecting a sense of hatred towards people who end up going to gym with some sort of insecurity. Ki yaar, oh fuck, kya hone wala hai? Abhi kaun comment marega? Like, abhi kya hoega? Who is going to say this? Who is going to have a comment on my body or my actions, or if I end up having a workout for an hour and then I end up leaving, will I be commented on how I don't put effort? So there are a lot of questions that end up being asked, which stops a lot of people. Once they take that self-care step also, it stops them because you know how terrible the outside world is, misinformed and very ignorant about a lot of things. So very weird.
Yeah, that's true. Like most people go to gym ki they are not kind of happy with their body. That's the one thing. Like they are like as I told you, they are like body shame me, like I have to reduce weight or so and
that's
so.
So sad, dude. That's, I think it's very sad. Ki we have to shame someone for them to realize and hate themselves so that they could hit the gym. That's just terrible. I don't know. I don't really advocate that at all. It's just stupid, dude. Like fucking yeah. So go on. I'm sorry for interrupting. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I think when talking about self care, I think it's more about the insecurities that are
correct.
There within ourselves. And like I'll give you an example from my thing. I actually have vitiligo. So if you know that it's a skin disorder, where you have these white patches in your body.
Okay.
But luckily or fortunately, I have them just in my legs, below my knees. Okay. So I don't have it anywhere in my body except for a very small part, under my eyes now, but it's not like very prominently visible. So it's predominantly below my knees. So when during my school days and all those stuff, I was very insecure of wearing shorts because like it's that I have that white patches, and then I was afraid that people would ignore me or like friends would ignore me, because like we all are kids right at that time, so we don't know, even the other kids don't know, they would see like something different. So obviously there was that thing, but somehow I kind of managed through that. And then even after that, as I grew up, like during college, I would still not go out of at least my home wearing shorts. I used to wear a full pant all the time, even if like someone some guest is coming, I used to wear a pant. I changed to my track pants immediately. So that was how it was. And then at some point of time, like I think it was during college or after that, I don't know, I kind of realized that why I should like live with that thing of hiding it, because it is there. It's, I mean, unless or until it is completely clear, it's going to be there. I can't help much about it. It's just there, so it's not my fault. So if they think of something, let them think. So when this kind of mentality came, I started I was only in like even at home I used to be in boxers. Even if I had to go down the street to a nearby shop, I used to go with the same boxer. I never changed that. So at least for the past 5-6 years, I guess I started doing. Even now, like I if I'm playing, if I'm going to gym, I wear the shorts. I don't wear the full track pants now. So that's how it. Yeah, actually, the self care started at that moment. Maybe some things.
The lack of fucks. The starting of having a zero lack of fucks. The mentality of us versus the world. Just me against the world. Maa chudao, tum log mere ko kya hai?
Maximum words. I mean, kya you know? Like one day they will see, they will stare in different way. 2 days they will see, then they will get used to it. So. Just me who has to accept that. So I, when I started like accepting, isme kya hai, what is there in that? Aisa thodna hai ki main mere pair jaake unke muh mein rakh dunga, aise dekhte rahe isko. So there is nothing like that. So I was like, okay,
dude, best hoega, dude.
and then I realized that once I started having this kind of thing, like I didn't give a fuck off anything. Then like people also kind of, people around me, it's not like they behave weirdly, but at least the new ones who see me, they got used to it right from the beginning. Okay, he has something, okay, that's fine. They didn't give a strange look or something like that. That also happened. So, because like when we go out, like if we're going to office, we can go in shirt. So that time it's fully covered. So they don't
of
know.
Course.
And then when we like, I met my office colleagues, like we went to or something. So at that time I wore a short. We had to like go to a swimming pool. So tap the pant pen ke aega to go. So they asked, I said, it's just a medical skin disorder. That's, I have it from young age. So I'm just getting from the rest. Ah, that's fine. Yeah. I said, so it's easy to tell this rather than put on a pant and hide it and then let them discover, think of
Itra,
something on their own.
are you a white person who has gone tan? All of a sudden, to kidhar se bro, Pennsylvania.
So yeah, I think from that that point only my self care thing started,
this
and from
start.
the thing lighting here. Slowly, few things like which I figured out that I was doing for maybe to please people or kind of how to say to make sure that I am doing all good or portray in a different way. I thought, okay, जाने रे बाढ़ में जा तुम लोग.
बाढ़ में जावे
The moment we have that mentality,
वो
that's
डूड
where
इट्स
we
सो
will have
गुड.
that self care starting.
भाई मेरा तो एकदम ऑपोजिट है, बट आई विल गेट टू दैट. बट फर्स्टली डूड, आई वांट टू कमेंट ऑन द ऑन हाउ यू वेंट नाउ द नाउ दैट यू एंड अप मीटिंग न्यू पीपल. व्हेन यू एंड अप सेइंग दैट इट्स लाइक यू हैव अ मेडिकल स्किन डिसऑर्डर, इट द इमीडिएट रिएक्शन गोज ओ ऐसा सब, लाइक दे जेन्युइनली केयर. ओके, एज अपोज टू व्हेन यू डिड दैट इन स्कूल, it was always अरे क्या बोल रहा है भाई, like that's something like complete opposite. It's so fucking stupid and yet so we are like so it blows your mind what the same thing that you when you do it did it in school was supposed to be like. Imagine now, just go on and imagine you are in school again and you end up going to your friends and be like, or rather your classmates or whatever, and you end up saying I have this severe anxiety which is going on. You know, like chata marega bro, like kya bol raha hai aisa karke. The moment you end up becoming an adult, they are sort of taking it seriously. No, the problem that I see here is, the huge problem that I see here is the problems of a kid is not taken seriously as opposed to a problem that is taken as an adult. That is also vice versa also. Vice versa in the sense ki when a kid gets hurt and everybody's here there to cuddle them or whatever. But when an adult is getting hurt, aisa nahi hai. But that is because adults have this thing where responsibility and not opening up and not being vulnerable enough. Okay, so
exactly.
Fuck you. Wo iske liye ho raha, iske liye. So that you can't. So we end up making things about ourselves a lot, right? When somebody is opening up, we are like, "Hamare mein toh bhi problems hai na." Tu bolna chutiya, mere ko kaisa malum hoega? Like,
exactly.
So. I think that's the I swear I see a lot of disparity there, and it's quite weird. But mera self care ka to, as I told, the opposite. Okay, for you it's you have this love for yourself and stuff, theek hai, which is something great. I have arrogance. Mera arrogance is basically I am not that good. Okay, दुनिया हराम जा रही है, दुनिया के सामने तो आई एम द बेस्ट. ओके, सो आई हैव दिस गॉड लाइक कॉम्प्लेक्स, लाइक आई हैव डेवलप्ड दिस गॉड लाइक कॉम्प्लेक्स वेयर आई हैव सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक मैं भले खराब रह सकता हूँ, ठीक है, आई एम नॉट दैट गुड एंड आई एम एक्सेप्टिंग दैट आई एम नॉट गुड. ओके, द थिंग्स दैट आई एंड अप डूइंग नॉर्मली फॉर लाइक आई सी इट एज नॉर्मल एंड आई एंड अप डूइंग गुड थिंग एंड आई एंड अप डूइंग थिंग्स विच आर सपोजिटली सीन एज गुड. ओके, फेयर इनफ. नाउ व्हेन समबडी इज ट्रीटिंग मी लाइक not really treating me like well, etc. I have empathy. I sure have empathy. I'll ask them what is happening and stuff like that, but only if the person is being genuine. If the person is not being genuine, I don't care. Main gaand maar deta hu bro. And I love it because it's sort of like, bhai tu kaun hai? You are a human being. Theek hai na? Behave, bitch. Aisa, like, behave. So I sort of ended up developing that complex of being a little arrogant. Arrogant in the sense ki why do I deserve worse? Why are you not treating me with the respect that I'm treating you with? It's as simple as that. Okay,
yeah.
It's not like I'm expecting something huge out of me. It's a gold jewelry nahi chahiye tense. I'm just asking you to show the respect, the basic respect that we all deserve. And yaar example iska hi le lena in a dating app. Okay, like we have already bitched about it quite a bit on other dating app episodes. Theek hai, we have already bitched about it a lot. Well, I'll tell you again, it all comes down to this. But so whenever there is a match happening, when there is a conversation and the person replies like they are a CEO of an organization, or even not even a CEO, like they are the most busiest human, like the world of द होल वर्ल्ड्स प्रॉब्लम इज एट देयर स्टेक. लाइक ऐसा, सो 3 दिन में रिप्लाई, 4 दिन में रिप्लाई, 2 दिन में रिप्लाई आता है, समटाइम्स दे गोस्ट ऑल्सो. ओके, नाउ वॉट डू यू डू इन दैट? सो आई वॉज रीडिंग दिस पोस्ट ऑन इंस्टाग्राम वेर दे आर लाइक यू हैव टू कम्युनिकेट और टेक इट एज अ साइन. If they are not texting you, you should text them. And if they don't reply, then leave them. Aisa, it's a sign. I'm like, no, don't fucking call them out. They are ghosting you clearly. And it's so much glorified in today's day and age to not give a fuck about the other person's life. Like a severe lack of empathy. Matlab, this, it has, kya ho gaya na ye generation ko? We have amazing, we have developed really well. We are talking about our problems and coming out and talking about how we all have problems and we all have to acknowledge problems. It is great. Now the problem which has created is, if you have a problem, Shiri, now it's going to be ki, why should I care when I have my own problems? So it's just old mindset but with a modern spin. So it's the same. Is this old mindset? वही है बस. तो एक empathy नाम का वो है ही नहीं कि अभी मेरे को अपने self care के लिए मेरे को इससे बात नहीं करना है, but I don't want to confront also. That's why I will end up ghosting the person while not giving a fuck what happened, how much damage you are doing to the person's self esteem or anything for that matter. Like if you're having a con, let's say I had this conversation with a person for a month, okay. All of a sudden, the person ended up ghosting me. It literally, and this happened like 3 years ago. So I literally destroyed my self-esteem for that week. I was sort of like, oh, do I not even deserve a normal response? Ki, I don't think this is happening, or I don't think I can do whatever. So it plays a huge role in that. And not a lot of people end up thinking about the ramifications of ghosting. Especially if you have built some sort of connection with a person.
Exactly.
You know, वो एक है ही नहीं कि तू मेरे को फर्क ही नहीं पड़ता है कि तेरा problems है नहीं है, मेरे को problem है, इसलिए I can't and I have problems in confrontation. That's why I will ghost you and not give a fuck about why you are having your problems and you are suicidal. Like I माचुदा, मेरे को फर्क नहीं पड़ता. तो वो मेरे को यार एक बहुत डैमेजिंग एस्पेक्ट लगता है इसका.
I completely agree, at least on that point. Like some people say, like ki whenever situation like this happens, my thing is to like maybe not to say anything and just leave it for that moment. I say okay, some people say, but what I advocate for is that if you're feeling that way that things are not working, tell what is not working. मैं थोड़ी ना जादूगरों की माइंड रीड करके अच्छा ठीक है now अब ठीक, इसका माइंड ठीक नहीं है, मैं 2 दिन बाद इससे बात करता हूँ. That's not, we're not magicians, भगवान थोड़ी ना, अपन भगवान ऐसा थोड़ी ना कुछ. So if you don't feel that ki if you feel that I have done something wrong, tell me. I'm ready to accept it. It's not that I will not accept or I'll again argue on that. Like if I'm done something wrong or something is not going good, just tell it out. It's as simple as that. But then people say like, I mean, at least to me, people have said that don't expect people to be the same as you are. So,
ये क्या बात हुई? What the fuck? That's the most stupidest thing I've heard. No, we are not expecting that. It's the basics. Respect. तेंचो तो respect भी ना expect कर रहे हो अभी. ये सब आई कांट एक्सेप्ट, दिस इज नॉन नेगोशिएबल फॉर मी. लाइक आई डोंट केयर. लाइक इवन इफ आई सी माई फ्रेंड्स बीइंग ट्रीटेड दिस वे, आई वुडंट वांट देम टू स्पेंड टाइम विद द अदर पर्सन. आई वुडंट, आई वुड बी लाइक नो, यू डिजर्व मच बेटर, डोंट फॉल फॉर दिस. बिकॉज यार ये एक एक्सट्रीम, मेरे को एक डिसरेस्पेक्ट लगता है. ऑल्सो वेन एवर ना आई सी दिस थिंग, ओके, वेन एवर वी आर ट्राइंग टू इम्प्रेस समबडी. And it's not, I'm not talking about in terms of a relationship. It can be in a friendship also. Okay. There is always a time when we end up thinking, why is this person being so cool? Why is this cool person being my friend? The moment we end up thinking that, only our self-esteem is dropped. Why is this person being my friend? Why is he tolerating me? Or why is she tolerating me? Aisa, I'm like, don't, nobody's tolerating you. They like spending time with you. That's why they are there. If they are tolerating you, leave them. ठीक है, don't. वो एक, that statement alone is sort of like putting you down in your own head, which is it's sort of a problem. Because मेरा था, ये ऐसा सीन था 5 years back, 4 5 years back मेरा था. I was that person where I was sort of being very apologetic for every little thing, and I still feel I am apologetic in terms of ki I don't want to offend someone, so that's, it's there, okay. But it has reduced quite a bit. But the 4 years or 5 years before, there used to be a time where I would sort of be like, okay, this person is tolerating me, this person is being very nice to me, they are just there because, yada yada yada, some reason or the other, okay. Now I'm sort of like, why should I be like, मेरे को ऐसा हो गया है कि भाई तू ह्यूमन ही है, तू कुछ ऐसा बड़ा नहीं है, तो तू हद में रह, ठीक है. Nobody is going to give a fuck ऐसा. So I mean, वो एक मिनी सेकेंड होता है where I have that drop की, oh my god, this person is weak to push. How is this person going to, handle me? ऐसा करके वो होता है. But then after, just the moment I see some red flag or the other, where my mind is just immediately, what? No, this person is not that. Fuck you. I am getting out of here. मैं बहुत यार मजा आता है मेरे को ये सब बकचोदी करने में. नाउ तो आई कॉल पीपल आउट, डूड. आई जस्ट कुडंट गिव अ रैट्स एस. आई जस्ट कॉल देम आउट. आई वाज जस्ट लाइक, मेरा मेरे एक लड़की को ऐसा कॉल आउट किया था. वेयर वी हैड दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन ऐसा संडे को. सो शी वाज देयर एंड आई वाज वेरी वियर्ड विद द 2 डे रिप्लाई, 3 डे रिप्लाई दैट आई वाज गेटिंग. आई वाज लाइक, नो, बट बहुत इरिटेट हो रहा है मेरे को भी. तो दिस संडे सो शी जस्ट टेक्स्टेड saying what are you doing. I was like, I was uploading an episode of the podcast and I was working, so she replied the next day. Typical. Like typical ki, why were you working on a Sunday? I was like, I work every day because a lot of things are going on, so I have to prioritize everything, so I end up working on most days. So she sort of went, thank wow, you are the amazing hustler, aisa. So something, it's a complimentary, okay. I like, a normal person would have been, oh thank you, that means a lot, thank you so much, as a sweet as a. I went, I legit went, yet I have a lot of time to reply to you. What are you doing in life?
I would have done
And
the
I reply,
same.
I just, she I'm like, what? ऐसा करके, मेरे
Hey,
को ये
sometimes
सब.
I actually don't get the point itself. In this generation, if someone says that they don't have their phone all the time in the road, I am not believing that. Okay, मार दो मुझे,
बुलशिट बुलशिट.
मार
बाथरूम में
दो.
लेके जाता है ये लोग, बाथरूम में
हाँ
लेके जाता है
वही
फोन. फक
वही तो
यू.
बोल रहा हूँ. एंड इट्स लाइक दे टेक डेज टू रिप्लाई एंड से दैट ओके आई वाज बिजी और आई डिडंट सी दी मैसेज और आई मिस्ड इट व्हाट आर ऑल काइंड ऑफ ये वो तमिल में बोलते ना उंग वाई उंग
उनको
उर्दे
अंदर रत तो इन्हें
वैसा
अंदर तकाली चटनी.
वैसा एकदम. आई मीन सी माय थिंग इज दैट आई नो दैट मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम आई हैव माय फोन इन माय हैंड. माय थिंग इज इट्स नॉट फॉर अ पर्टिकुलर पर्सन और एनीथिंग. Even my work mails or Teams message, if I see it needs a reply, I'll reply that immediately.
Correct.
If it
हाँ
doesn't, when and if I'm like out of office hours, I don't reply because I'm not supposed to. And if I'm like there, okay, if there's something urgent, then I reply. Same is for social media. The moment I see the message, it's not about the person. It's like कोई भी हो. Because it can be anything, like someone can have a urgent thing to talk or ask or whatever it is. So I feel like whenever I should reply it. If I don't feel like, I'll just say okay, I'll talk later or whatever it is. ऐसे बोलने में क्या है? ये छोड़ के दे रिप्लाई 2 दिन बाद.
हाँ ना,
आई वॉज
एस्पेशली
बिजी.
टू सम इम्पोर्टेंट अमेजिंग मैसेज. लाइक ऐसा कुछ, लाइक सी, आई एंड अप रिप्लाइंग लेट व्हेन, बिकॉज व्हेन आई सी मीम्स ऐसा, मेरे को कोई मीम भेजता है, आई एम लाइक यार ठीक है, इसको अभी क्या ही रिप्लाई करो, छोड़ दिया अभी. सो एंड लॉट ऑफ पीपल एंड अप सेविंग लॉट ऑफ मीम्स. मेरे पास उसके लिए टाइम नहीं है, ठीक है. मेरे पास उसके लिए सही में टाइम नहीं है, ठीक है. बिकॉज ऐसा 15 लोग मेरे को ऐसा मीम भेजेगा, भेजो क्या, पूरा दिन मीम्स थोड़ी भेजते मेरे को. तू हाई भेजना, तू हाई भेज, पक्का बात करूंगा, ठीक है? आई मीन लाइक दैट. सो इफ यू सेंड मी आई विल रिप्लाई, इफ यू डोंट. एंड लॉट ऑफ पीपल एंड अप सेइंग दैट आल्सो, लाइक इफ यू रीच आउट टू मी फॉर सम लाइक प्रॉपरली हाई हेलो हाउ आर यू ऐसा सब मैसेज, आई पक्का रिप्लाई, ठीक है? बट ऐसा तू मीम भेजेगा मेरे को, मैं तो कहां से रिप्लाई करूंगा मैं क्या है यार. ऑल्सो दिस थिंग डूड, आई हैव नोटिस दिस, ओके? आई एम अ वेरी पेटी पर्सन इन टर्म्स ऑफ व्हेन समबडी, आई हेट बीइंग इग्नोर्ड, लाइक आई हेट बीइंग सीन जोन्ड, व्हिच इज वन. एंड आई हेट दिस थिंग कॉल्ड लाइक दिस मैसेज, व्हेन देयर इज अ गुड मैसेज, व्हेन देयर इज अ गुड मैसेज इन दैट, ठीक है? लाइक अ प्रॉपर रिप्लायबल मैसेज है, एंड वहां पे पीपल इफ आई लाइक द मैसेज एंड दे लीव ना, आई लूज माई हेड. आई सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक दिस, जो करना है कर, ये बकचोदी मत कर, ठीक है? या तो रिप्लाई मत कर या मेरे को छोड़, हेंचो बराबर रिप्लाई करने, ये सब नहीं करने का, ठीक है? आई लूज माई शिट डोंट इन दैट, लाइक फक इट, ये क्या है बे, मैं 500 लाइन लिखा है तो लाइक द मैसेज करके चला जाएगा, क्या आएगा?
जो हुआ आज जो
फुल अग्री, फुल अग्री. आई रियली
हुआ
डोंट लाइक इट, फुल लाइक स्पेशली इंस्टाग्राम पे नाउ, व्हेन द लाइक दैट मैसेज केम, आई वाज सो पिस्ड ऑफ डूड. आई वाज अभी देयर इज लाइक द स्टोरी, लाइक यार क्या हो रहा है.
पहले अच्छा खासा अगर उसको स्टोरी पसंद है वो रिप्लाई करता था, कुछ बोलता
हाँ
था, अभी वो भी
फक
नहीं,
डूड,
बस लाइक
अभी
दो
वो भी नहीं
स्टोरी।
है, टाइम वेस्टेड फकिंग है. बट एनीवे, चलो अच्छा है, वेरी रैंट वर्दी, वेरी रैंट वर्दी पार्ट ऑफ दी है. चल ब्रो, व्हाट इज योर फेवरेट कंफर्ट फूड व्हेन यू हैव ड्यूरिंग योर सॉर्ट ऑफ, बिकॉज सेल्फ केयर इज नॉट रियली, एज वी हैव ऑलरेडी मेंशनड इट एंड एस्टैब्लिश्ड इट, दैट इट्स नॉट रियली समथिंग ह्यूज, इट्स अ कलेक्शन ऑफ दोस लिटिल थिंग्स दैट यू लाइक डूइंग एंड देन बीइंग कंफर्टेबल इन दैट, दैट्स ऑल. After a point, you end up going, what is your comfort zone? What is your self-care? Because end of the day, we work through so much to get into a comfort zone. वो ऐसा बोलता है ना, गेट आउट ऑफ योर कंफर्ट. अरे बेंचर, गेट आउट ऑफ माय कंफर्ट जोन में ही हूँ अभी, मेरे को कंफर्ट जोन में जाने का तो पड़ेगा ना थोड़ा. ऐसा गेट आउट ऑफ योर कंफर्ट जोन, अभी बाहर जाके सो जाऊं मैं. क्या है ये? सो व्हाट इज योर कंफर्ट फूड?
There is no particular food in general, like as a comfort food. It's about at that moment कि उस time क्या खाने का मूड है, कुछ है तो I'll just go and have that. Or if not, if I just ask my mom कि आज ये बना दो, I want to have it.
टिपिकली व्हाट डू यू डू, लाइक टिपिकली क्या होता है यूजुअली, साउथ साउथ इंडियन या
नहीं, ऐसा कुछ नहीं, ऐसा साउथ इंडियन कॉन्टिनेंटल ऐसा कुछ नहीं है। मेरे घर के पास फूड स्ट्रीट है, वहां जाता हूँ, सब दुकान देखता हूँ कि
एज पासोस.
जो उस मोमेंट में क्या क्या मूड है। कबाब है तो कबाब खाने का, वड़ा पाव है तो वड़ा पाव खाने का, जूस है तो बस एक जूस पी के जाने का, बस खत्म ऐसा। और अगर ये सब भी नहीं, दी मोस्ट और द थिंग इज चाय बेसिकली। एंड देन देर इज टी किंग्स का सुलेमानी चाय, विच लाइक आई प्रमोट अ लॉट, सो बेसिकली आई शुड बी अ चाय किंग्स का ब्रांड
एम्बेसडर
एम्बेसडर, क्योंकि द थिंग इज इन इन द होल ओ एम आर
सुलेमान
स्टेट्स,
श्रीहरि.
इन द होल ओ एम आर स्टेट्स देर इज ओनली वन चाय किंग्स इन तरेपाकम। सो आई समटाइम्स
फक,
आई फ्रॉम पडोर आई गो टू तरेपाकम, तो आई हैव दैट वन चाय, 30 रुपए का चाय पीने के लिए आई गो वहां से वहां, 100 रुपए का पेट्रोल डाल के। तो
वर्थ इट
जस्ट लाइक दैट, जस्ट अ सिंपल टी और ऐसा कुछ, बस मोमोज खाना है तो मोमोज, आई मीन एट दैट टाइम जो अवेलेबल है, इट डिपेंड्स ऑन द मूड, ऐसा कुछ नहीं है, कोई स्पेसिफिक नहीं है। आई ईट एवरी फूड, फूड इट हैज टू बी फूड
खाना
एडिबल,
दे दो बस,
बस
खाना
खाना
दे
दे दो बस।
दो. योर एटीट्यूड इज सॉर्ट ऑफ अ पर्सन हु इज फूड डिप्राइव. मेरे को खाना नहीं मिल रहा है. मस्त है डूड, मस्त है. मेरा कंफर्ट है मेरा, सो अगेन डिपेंड्स ऑन द फूड, बट मेजोरिटी ऑफ द टाइम आई फाइंड माई सेल्फ मंचिंग ऑन पिज्जा. आई डोंट नो व्हाई, लाइक मेरे घर के बाजू में डोमिनोज है, सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक इफ आई हैड अ बैड डे इन अ शो और ठीक है, समटाइम्स आई हैव लाइक हैड अ बैड डे, लाइक चलो पिज्जा खाते हैं. बिकॉज आई हैव रेड दिस बुक कॉल्ड बाय वो कॉमेडी वर्कशॉप का थिंग है, वेर यू वेर सो दे टॉक अबाउट द आर्ट ऑफ राइटिंग जोक्स वगैरह बताते हैं. उधर आके मेरे को देयर वाज दिस द राइटर सॉर्ट ऑफ टॉक्स अबाउट हाउ यू आर गोइंग टू बॉम्ब एनीवे. सो बॉम्ब बिकॉज देयर इज बॉम्ब 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 किल बॉम्ब 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 किल बॉम्ब 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 किल, बट एवरी टाइम यू बॉम्ब यू हैव पिज्जा एंड मूव ऑन. आई वाज लाइक मैं इतना बॉम्ब किया है कि वो मेरे वैसा दिमाग में चप गया. तो या आई एंड अप डूइंग दैट. पिज्जा थोड़ा सा ऐसा कंफर्ट, थोड़ा कंफर्ट पिज्जा ऐसा लगता है मेरे को. या
और वो भी
और बट
डोमिनोस का और
हाँ डोमिनोज
पिज्जा
का डूड, आउट ऑफ ऑल द प्लेसेस आई एम लाइक डोमिनोज एक्चुअली. लाइक हाउ,
पिज्जा
लाइक आई एम नॉट, लाइक आई रियलाइज लाइक आई एम अर्निंग मनी बट नॉट दैट मच, सो आई स्टिल गो देयर लाइक फक डूड डोमिनोज बेस्ट. और लाइक गरीब, नहीं गरीब भी नहीं बोल सकता मैं, आई वुड से फॉर द टाइम बीइंग डोमिनोज इज नॉट रियली दैट बैड एन ऑप्शन, आई वुडंट से. तो बढ़िया है. और ना रिसेंटली आई डिस्कवर्ड दिस थिंग कॉल्ड बोल्ड कंपनी, एंड
ओके
उधर का बोल्ड कंपनी इज अ प्रॉपर इंडियन रेस्टोरेंट. ओके दे गिव राजमा चावल ऐसा, चिली गार्लिक नूडल्स ऐसा प्रॉपरली, सो दे कंबाइन स्टार्टर्स एंड द मेन कोर्स इन वन, एंड इज अवेलेबल इन वेरी गुड क्वांटिटी. सो बढ़िया है, मेरे को तो वो बहुत बढ़िया लगता है. तो नाउ डेज एंड आई गेट इट फॉर बहुत चीप में भी मिल जाता है बिकॉज ऑफर ऑफर चलते रहता है, सो आई गेट इट फॉर अ डिसेंट प्राइस. तो इट्स कंफर्टिंग एंड इट्स नाइस, सो हाईली हाईली रिकमेंड दैट. तो बढ़िया है वो कंफर्ट फूड ना, कभी कभी खा के इट्स वेरी रिलैक्सिंग फील, लाइक ओके थोड़ा स्टेबलाइज होता है, समथिंग समथिंग गुड हैपेंस. बट आई वांट टू आस्क वन थिंग एंड आई डोंट नो इफ यू लाइक दिस, बट व्हेन यू हैविंग अ शिट डे ओके एंड यू थिंक ऑफ गोइंग टू ईट, एंड उसी दिन आके ना एट टाइम्स क्या होता है, जो चाहिए वो मिलता ही नहीं है, एंड यू आर इवन मोर पिस्ड. हाउ डू यू डील विथ ऑल दैट, बताओ जरा. कुछ ना कुछ प्रॉब्लम होता ही है, बोल.
या दिस हैज हैपेंड एंड दैट इन टर्न क्रिएट्स अ लॉट ऑफ एंग्जायटी एज़ वेल कि मिल नहीं रहा अब कहाँ मिलेगा. आई वाज वन डे लाइक आई वाज इन अ मूड टू हैव मोमोस तो आई वेंट टू द यूजुअल प्लेस. एट दैट टाइम आई वाज लिविंग इन लाइक अरुम्बाकम नेक्स्ट टू अन्नानगर. सो अन्नानगर देयर आर मेनी प्लेसेस सो आई जस्ट वेंट टू वन प्लेस. देयर वाज मोमो नहीं था. देन आई वेंट टू अदर प्लेस वहां पे भी नहीं था. I got so pissed off like 2-3 days I didn't get momo. At the end I ended up there is this shop called Tower Burger in Annanagar. I just ended up
Yeah, Tower
going there.
Burger. I
I
recently saw that. How is it? It's good.
it's cheap and good.
Cheap
So
and
I
good.
ended
Okay.
up I ended up having some paneer maggi or something there.
वेरी वेल लुकिंग फॉर पोमोस, एंड यू लाइक यार पनीर मैगी सही लग रहा है.
चलो खाना है बहुत टाइम हो गया वापस घर जाना है चलो कुछ खा ही लेते हैं. यूजुअली मैगी इज गुड देयर सो आई थॉट आई विल जस्ट ट्राई अ डिफरेंट मैगी. तो आई जस्ट ट्राइड सम मैगी एंड जस्ट वेंट तो
हाउ वाज द मैगी?
बस ऐसे
बट
दो इट डिंट सेटिस्फाई 100% ठीक है. थोड़ा 30% भी काफी है कभी कभी होता
कभी कभी
है.
होता है ना, दैट्स सच अ मेटाफोर फॉर हाउ लाइफ में आपको जो चाहिए वो मिलता ही नहीं है कभी कभी. यू जस्ट हैव टू सक इट अप दैट डे डोंट, लाइक वी हैव टू, नोबडी टॉक्स अबाउट इट डोंट. व्हेन यू हैविंग अ शिट डे नो, इट कैन गेट शिटियर, इट जस्ट गेट्स शिटियर एट टाइम्स, एंड यू हैव नो चॉइस बट टू सक इट अप एट टाइम्स. लाइक क्या करेगा फिर, और या तो मतलब यू हैव टू सक इट अप और यू नो क्राई इट आउट एवरीथिंग. वही आई एम नॉट सेइंग टू सक इट अप इन द सेंस कि ऐसा ऐसा टॉक्सिक बन जाने का लाइक कांड मराए सब लोग ऐसा सब नहीं. आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट लाइक हाउ कि इट्स ओके टू फील कि यार क्या भोसड़ी वाली दुनिया है ये. लाइक यू नो फकिंग रैंट, इट्स इनसेसेंट रैंट एंड और रादर क्राई. लाइक हाउ यू वांट टू डील विद योर इमोशंस इन दैट मोमेंट. इट्स ओके फॉर यू टू हैव दैट दैट रैंट. इट्स फाइन. सो यू डोंट हैव टू बी द सेम मैच्योर पर्सन ऑल द टाइम. दिस
एग्जैक्टली
कवर रैप दैट वी हैव ऑफ मैच्योरिटी कि कुछ भी हो वी आर नॉट अलाउड टू बिकॉज वी आर मेच्योर. एकदम ऐसा ऐसा मेच्योर
आई
प्लास्टिक
थिंक
चिपका
या
दिया.
दैट इज वेयर लाइक वी आर डूइंग रॉन्ग कि वी थिंक दैट या वी आर मैच्योर्ड, वी नो हाउ टू डील विद थिंग्स. सो मैं ऐसा ही ऐसे एकदम वो उसमें बोलता है ना कि अरे ये मूवी में वानम मूवी में आके ये सिंबू बोलता है ना उन्होंने कि अमीर लोग है जोक बोले तो भी नहीं हंसते हैं. तो
यार ये हाँ करेक्ट.
वो
आई
लोग
अग्री
ऐसे
विद
वो लोग
यू.
ऐसे वो लोग ऐसे ऐसे देखते रहते. तो इट्स लाइक इट्स नॉट लाइक
जस्ट व्हाट डिड ही से? ओ माय गॉड, आर वी अलाउड टू से सच
तो
थिंग्स?
इट्स लाइक अभी द थिंग इज दैट व्हाट एवर इज दैट देयर इज अ सेट ऑफ रूल्स कि ये ऐसा ही है, ऐसा ही होना चाहिए. ऐसा नहीं कि दो दिस पर्सन इज मैच्योर, ही टेक्स थिंग्स एवरीथिंग राइटली, ही कैन ऑल्सो feel bad at some times and he can take his time to deal with it. ऐसा then you know he will take care. हाँ ये तुझे पता है क्या, he will take care. तू उससे जाके पूछ पहले. तो for me it's like I don't immediately express the emotion at that time. कि I just take it and then I go. But sometimes like when I'm alone, so we feel like yelling or shouting, right? एकदम ऐसे चिल्लाने का. I go to my car, I just turn on the car, music लगाता हूँ, चिल्ला देता हूँ. देखिए सब जिसको गाली दो गाली दो.
गाली तो ठीक है यार. यार ये यार सैटिस्फाइंग फीलिंग है यार.
I just go take my car out. I listen. I put out random song. I know that my voice is like bad as fuck. I don't.
It
I just
doesn't
keep
matter.
singing. I just keep singing at that
Yes.
time. Kuch bhi ho gaao, kuch bhi karo, ye gaao. But that 2-3 minutes will like kind of ha, theek hai, now I feel better. Okay, now I'll go back home and take the other thing.
लाइक वो एक्सप्रेस कर लिया मैंने एंगर फ्रस्ट्रेशन रहा मादर चो यस ऐसा करके निकाल दिया ना बात. डूड इट्स सो गुड टू जस्ट इम्यूनाइज योरसेल्फ इन दैट मोमेंट टू लेट आउट दैट इमोशन बिकॉज इट्स ईटिंग यू अप फ्रॉम इनसाइड. ठीक है. एंड यू हैव
एग्जैक्टली
आल्सो बिल्ड दिस कवर ऑफ मेच्योरिटी कि सब चीज मेच्योर होके ही हैंडल करेंगे. मैं पूछता व्हाट इज मैच्योरिटी? क्या है मैच्योरिटी तुम लोग का? मतलब एक रूल बना दिया एज यू टोल्ड यू हैव क्रिएटेड अ रूल बुक विच वेयर दिस इफ दिस थिंग कम्स अंडर दिस देन द पर्सन इज मैच्योर. इफ दिस पर्सन डज नॉट डू दिस देन द पर्सन इज नॉट मैच्योर. क्या है भाई? आई मीन मैच्योरिटी एंड इमेच्योरिटी द ओनली थिंग दैट आई सी इज आई रियली जेन्युइनली थिंक हाउ काइंड आर यू एज अ पर्सन एंड हाउ आर यू ट्रीटिंग पीपुल. That's all maturity is for me.
Exactly.
That's all. Like if you're dealing, if you're a person who is kind, who respects people, who is sort of, you know, a person who likes being there for someone, I think that's the hallmark of being a mature person. That's all.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter if you end up saying whatever your thing is, where you're having a career, if you're making more money, less money, whatever. As long as you are able to, like, you know, do something for yourself and be genuinely kind, that's all that matters. Because यार मैंने एक चीज देखी थी, ठीक है, and it's such a frustrating, or I don't know what to call it, but I would like to share this with you and so that you can also provide an opinion on this. Where I've seen there are some people who end up saying I want to hang out with ambitious people, right? Now ambitious people, cool, वो सब ठीक है. Let's say a person who is not really earning much, ठीक है, like 15,000 maximum, but they're fucking kind as hell, okay, like really genuinely sweet souls. So उनके लिए reaching 30,000 itself is ambitious, because that's the world we live in. It's not that they are not trying hard enough. It's just the world that we live in. Right. So what would you call that? What is this? It's so fucked up in how we have, the world has sort of become now, where everything equates to money. Everything. And it's so bad. And a lot of people end up saying that if you earn less now, it's your fault in today's date. I'm like, that's the most privileged thing you could say about this world, dude. That's such, like, that screams privilege to me. Because I'm like, yaar, तुम लोग को मालूम है ना ये सैंपल स्पेस इंडिया में कितना बड़ा है. तुम लोग मेड कर लिया. यू गाइज आर द 1%. वी आर लाइक एज मच एज वी कुड डिनाई इट, वी आर द 1%. ठीक है, वी आर द टॉप 10% ऑफ इंडिया. ठीक है, बाकी का लोग नहीं कर पा रहा है यार, उनके पास नहीं है. सो दे आर, वो शिटी जॉब ही है, देयर ओनली सोर्स टू गेट मनी, व्हाटएवर. या हाउएवर वी वांट टू डिनाई इट, इट इज देयर. The workforce is there and they are still trying their best to be as respectful as possible. Yaar, matlab tu ek example deta ho yaar, ek ask any for a, like I would say main ek recently Uber liya, theek hai, Uber bike, and whenever I call them, I call someone, I immediately start with sir, because it's not really a huge thing that I'm doing. It's a normal thing, basic respect provide kar raha, nothing huge about it. Okay, and I was talking with Kaab, like I was, I just call them to know if they are coming or not, that's all. Cancel karta hai, karta hai, wo log hai, wo sab hai, theek hai. I just want to know if they are coming or not. So I call them, I ask them, like, and he sort of, main jab wo aaya right pe gaye and start karke chale, and he sort of told me this thing, and I was sort of very ऐसा शुक. ही टोल्ड मी सर आई ओनली केम बिकॉज यू आर पोलाइट, बिकॉज आई वॉज सपोज टू गो होम राइट नाउ, आई ओनली केम बिकॉज यू आर पोलाइट, नहीं तो मैं नहीं आता था. आई वाज लाइक, भाई क्या हो गया इसमें, क्या मतलब पोलाइट क्या बोल दिया मैंने, मैंने कुछ नहीं बोला, मैंने बस बोला सर आर यू कमिंग, दैट्स ऑल. मैंने सर आप आ रहे हो क्या, मेरे को यहाँ पे जाने का है, कैंसिल कर दिया दो तीन लोगों ने, आप आके लाइक इफ यू आर कमिंग Tell me you are coming. If you are not coming, tell me. It's fine. मेरे बाजू में आके कैंसिल मत करो, मेरा भी टाइम वेस्ट हो रहा है, that's all. वो एक कंफर्मेशन. So he was telling that, and that's where it sort of like blew my head, like how अभी ये जो मैच्योर लोग है ना, वो मैच्योर लोग ही आके ये सब लोग डिसरेस्पेक्ट कर रहा है. वो लोग बोलेगा why did you give 20 rupees extra, app में तो 80 आया, काई को दिया तू 20 रुपए extra. That's the talk of a mature person. That's how we have hailed people as mature. Buddy, तू 20 रुपए extra दिया है, कुछ भेंचत कुछ extra नहीं किया है, तू एक चाय नहीं पिएगा तू बाहर, that's all. Like for somebody, that's a huge thing. So it's so it's very weird to all see this happening, and like people being ki this is a mature person, this is an immature person. Why is this person immature? He's giving way more money. It's like, buddy, क्या?
The thing about like ऐसे Uber driver, like Ola, and the other thing is that when this is like in general happening. So when someone is talking to a person who is maybe less than him in the profession or earning less than him. So automatically the respect ka jo bar hai, that comes down towards that person or that people. That is it. So abhi jaise auto driver hai, unko aake, they don't respect. I mean, that's their job. They are not our slaves or aisa kuch. Ki hukum, haan, bolo hukum, jaisa aap karoge, jaisa aap bologe, aise hi karega.
Salaam alaikum sir.
So, wo auto uska hai, wo chala raha hai, that's his job. Just as you are going and sitting on a 9-to-5 job, working your ass to a bloody MNC. So it's same as that.
Yeah, working good. I would be very honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wait, main bol raha, like we are also in corporate employees kind of a slave only.
Correct.
ऐसा नहीं है कि यू गो एंड डिसरिस्पेक्ट समवन हु इज डूइंग सम अदर जॉब व्हिच इज नॉट as entitled as yours maybe to put it. So It's like you can be still kind to anyone, say thank you once there, though we are paying them. Thank you बोलने में क्या जा रहा है
वो
तेरा?
सब बोलेगा ही नहीं ना,
हाँ,
क्या इंटाइटलमेंट आता है अपने लोगों को यहाँ पे।
तो यार, आई मीन दैट्स वेयर दिस ऑल दिस थिंग्स स्टार्ट में भी यार.
I'm not even kidding, a couple of people I would like to call them, one of them तो I would like to call it my date and all। तो एक there was this 70-year-old आंटी केम, ऐसा he was asking for money and I was like 20 रुपये दे दिया, ठीक है कुछ बड़ा नहीं किया, 20 रुपये दे दिया। तो शी वॉज ऑल्सो लाइक, मतलब जो मेरे साथ में थी शी वॉज ऑल्सो कूल। देन रात को हम लोग फोन पे वी वर टॉकिंग एंड सम कॉन्वर्सेशन हैपेंड और अदर, सो ट्रिगर्ड एंड वेंट ऑन दिस ह्यूज रैंट अबाउट हाउ वी आर गिविंग पीपल टू दीज पीपल। नोटिस द टोन हियर, दीज पीपल, हम लोग ना एक ऐसी सोसाइटी में, बिकॉज वेर वी नो, वेर वी हैव टॉक्ट अबाउट हाउ दीज आर एजुकेटेड मेच्योर पीपल, ओके दिस इज नॉट रियली समवन हु इज इमेच्योर एज बीइंग कॉल्ड, ओके दीज आर दी मेच्योर पीपल। मेच्योर पीपल हियर आर कॉलिंग पीपल हु आर ऑलमोस्ट आउट ऑफ डिग्निटी, लाइक लिजिट दे आर नॉट, लाइक क्या ही तेरे 20 रुपए से वो क्या दुनिया जीत लेगा, क्या मादरचोद क्या कर लेगा वो, ठीक है। कॉलिंग देम दीज पीपल, नॉट इवन लाइक देयर, आई एम श्योर रमेश को ऐसा बोला, तुम लोग गरीबी नहीं हटा रहे, तुम लोग गरीबी छुपा रहे हैं, लोगों से आपको शर्म आ रही है, दैट्स वेयर इट आई वाज, ये लोग सब काम नहीं आएगा ब्रो। सो एंड आई एम, एज आई ग्रो ओल्डर आई एम स्केयर्ड टू मीट दीज पीपल बिकॉज मेरे से नहीं है उम्र, मैं हैंडल नहीं कर सकता। आई एम लाइक तेरे 20 रुपए से होसड़ी के तेरे को लग रहा है, पैसा नहीं है, पैसा नहीं है बोल, ठीक है दैट्स इट्स फाइन, ठीक है मेरे पास भी नहीं होता है ब्रो कभी, मेरे साथ एक दिन क्या होता है लाइक आई एंड अप गिविंग मनी, नेक्स्ट टाइम सेम आके कोई एक पर्सन वापिस पूछता है सब 20 रुपए देना पड़ता है, एक टाइम पे 4 लोग आके पूछ लिया मेरे को, मेरे पास नहीं है अभी इतना पैसा लाइक उस टाइम पे नहीं है पैसा भी, सो इट्स ओके, यू आई अंडरस्टैंड दैट यू डोंट हैव मनी देन यू कांट गिव, इट्स फाइन, बट वॉट इज दिस थिंग, द टोन इज वेरी रॉन्ग, दैट्स द प्रॉब्लम, लाइक नहीं है दीस पीपल ऐसा। तो वन वे वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट हाउ देर इज नो डिस्क्रिमिनेशन हैपनिंग इन इंडिया, देर इज नो कास्टिज्म हैपनिंग इन इंडिया एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा, एंड देन वी एंड अप
घंटा
सेइंग दिस दीस पीपल, ऐसा लोगों का जात ऐसा ही जो होता है, तो क्या कहाँ से भाई डिस्क्रिमिनेशन नहीं है हर जगह है डिस्क्रिमिनेशन। तो एक हम लोग एक क्लास सिस्टम बना दिया है फुल, वेयर इन्फ्लुएंसर्स अगर देखा सो लाइक इफ यू एंड अप सीइंग ऑल द फेमस पीपल वी ट्रीट देम विद मोर रिस्पेक्ट बिकॉज अपेरेंटली दे आर एंटाइटल्ड टू गेट मोर रिस्पेक्ट देन अ पर्सन हु इज स्टैंडिंग देयर बाइंग द टिकट, वो है तो एवरीथिंग इट्स जस्ट बहुत ज्यादा ही, इट इज अफेक्टिंग माई फ्रेजाइल ईगो, आई वुड लाइक टू कॉल इट इज अफेक्टिंग माई फ्रेजाइल ईगो भाई, बहुत ट्रिगर होता हूँ मैं अभी आजकल, बहुत ही ज्यादा आई वॉज लाइक आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू ट्रीट एनी बडी विद दैट रेस्पेक्ट, वेर दे आर बिगर देन मी और लेसर देन मी, लाइक आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू, मेरे को लाइक दे आर नॉट बिगर देन मी, दे आर नॉट लेसर देन मी, इफ दे आर लेसर देन मी इन द सेंस कि दे आर नॉट रियली योर नाइस पर्सन, दैट्स ऑल द ओनली थिंग दैट आई सी इज इफ दे आर नॉट लाइक दे आर लेसर देन मी, सो दैट एरोगेंस आई हैव फॉर श्योर, आई वोंट टेक दैट अवे फ्रॉम यू। क्या हुआ सर, व्हाट आर यू थिंकिंग, लाइक क्या बोल दिया
कुछ
नीचे, आर यू
नहीं,
स्टिल प्लानिंग समथिंग और इज देयर समथिंग गोइंग ऑन इन योर हेड दैट यू वुड लाइक टू लेट इट आउट।
थिंकिंग अबाउट
Would you like to be with
इट
someone
कि
like
यार
that? Yeah, like I would like genuinely like to. If somebody saw you and ऐसा बोल दिया, तेरो क्या रिएक्शन होएगा मेरे को बता।
कैसा
मतलब ऐसा you are saying like you are walked, you are going on a walk with someone or whatever. For 5 days you have had this opinion कि this person is amazing, ठीक है?
ओके
I'll give you a situation, okay? For 5 days you have thought this person is amazing, okay? Sixth day you are going on a walk. And you see severe entitlement coming out with the way she is treating or he is treating the person. What would you do? Ye bata. In the sense ki, would you still like the person that way? Or you will see it as an immediate red flag and maintain your distance while also still, like, of course, staying in touch, whatever, being friends, whatever. But
the first thing I would do is I would point out that this is wrong, what he or she has done, probably.
Perfect. Good. Huh?
After that, it's up to them. If it's like they feel that I pointed out something or I'm criticizing them
by
for
the
something,
moment
and
they pointed out, you are a chutia.
Yeah. Why? If they feel so and they say, "Aise kaise isse bol diya," then haan, jao, baat do, tum log nahi chahiye. But if they realize that, okay, yeah, if they genuinely feel that they have done that, they've not done that, and they realize, okay, and they genuinely feel sorry for that, then okay, yeah. Because everyone makes mistakes. Because at some point of time in past, maybe aisa tha. We all grow and evolve in time as things happen. So maybe aisa tha, I might have done something wrong as well. So I learned from that, and I generally felt aisa nahi kar raha tha aage se. So wait. If that person feels that, okay, yeah, this is wrong, I'll not do this going forward, I'll try to take it in a different way, then it's fine. But if they say, nahi, nahi, tu kaun hota hai, mujhe bolne ko.
Tu kaun hai, haan, exactly. Severe entitlement comes out and it projects on you. You, tu kaun hai, bolne wala mere ko. Immediately. Fuck. Agreed.
I like always advocate for, if you're wrong, you're wrong. It's not like you're my best friend, you're my close friend, you're my mom. But even if it's my parents, like, I say it out, like, whatever you did was wrong. Just go ask sorry. Or yeah, galat hai bas. Aap koi bhi ho, kitne bhi bade aadmi ho, mujhe galat laga, just accept it. Or like, you take it. That's the thing. I felt this was wrong. So I'm telling this, that's it. I think that's why with one of my friends, she recently he was like, we are having some discussion, and she was, I was asking her, like, she was asking kind of this her relationship advice. So I was telling ki tu mujhe kyun puch rahe hai, mera khud yahan kuch nahi hai, mera khud yahan kuch chalu hone se pehle khatam ho jata hai, tu mujhse advice mang rahi hai. Then she noted one thing ki you give unbiased opinion. Whenever I go to ask someone, like, tell something, then they tell me what I want to hear. But you don't say it that way. You if I'm wrong, you tell that tu chutiya tu. So I tell that, actually. So just like, you give unbiased opinion. If she was actually giving a proper, she told that if I go to say this person, and then he or she would tell that, yeah, that guy is wrong, you're correct, and whatever you have done is
princess.
Correct.
You are the princess who is supposed to be lifted up every time, your highness.
Yeah, but it's your thing. When I come to you or ask something, you tell that, yeah, you are also wrong at that point, you should not tell that. It's like you give that uncomfortable advice as well. So there is no thing. It's not like you're just because you're my friend, you're always right. That doesn't mean that. Galat hai, galat hai. That's it.
Super. And the best thing is we should be comfortable enough to know and accept that we are wrong. Yeah.
It's
fine. You are a human being. You're going to fuck up. You are not a perfect person. You're going to fuck up. You're going to make mistakes. It's fine. It's just discussing about it, not debating over it, discussing over it and understanding.
Exactly. And also I realize that sometimes when I tell this, the tone that I tell, it's sometimes like hurting. So I corrected myself. See, okay, I am pointing out their mistake. Maybe I should not tell it in a rude way, tell it in a polite
correct
way. Or not maybe at that moment, maybe later sometime when that is
basically
kind of subsided.
Yeah, basically learning to communicate properly. I think that's a skill. Because I had problems with quite a few people. I don't have problems with honesty. I have problems with the way you talk about it.
Exactly.
Like, for example, maybe bol sakta hu, I can be very honest also. Like, being honest is not proportionate to being rude. some people say rude things and being like, I'm just being honest. I'm like, you're not
Exactly.
being honest. You are, it's just your opinion that you're stating it out. That's not honesty. That's your opinion. Let's just be honest.
Exactly.
Cool. So communicating properly and making sure that the person feels comfortable being there with you is the most important thing, right? Because they care. Hum log na, everybody, we are just like, when the person is there to give you advice and stuff, and they are validated you so much to a point where you are sort of the only person who is calling someone out on their bullshit. It is also our responsibility to also communicate in a way.
Exactly.
So, because it's there for them, it's the only source to get unbiased opinion. So having that comfortable space makes it better. नहीं तो if everything is attack attack कि ये बोला अभी वो इसको attack करेगा और इसको attack करेगा, then there is always a problem which is happening. And so there is no proper connection being formed. There is not like a sense of, there's nothing there. It's purely like, I don't know how to describe it also right now. It's weird. That's a, I don't want to quote it now, right now. बहुत ऐसा कनेक्शन ही नहीं है. मतलब कैसा, एक बार आ गया फिर देन दे विल बी लाइक ओके दिस इज माय फॉल्ट ओनली आई विल फक ऑफ ऐसा. समटाइम्स यू हैव टू गिव टफ लव, इट्स फाइन. लाइक समटाइम्स यू हैव टू टेल, लाइक मेक देम रियलाइज, लाइक कॉल, लाइक यू आर अमेजिंग, फकिंग बी अमेजिंग ना, ऐसा करके वो बोलना पड़ता है कभी कभी व्हेन दे आर लाइक लूजिंग देयर सेल्फ एस्टीम एंड स्टफ. दे लाइक यू हैव टू कॉल देम, सो दैट इज ऑल्सो ग्रेट. But sometimes you also, when they are being vulnerable, you don't have to punch them down and be like, "Tu chutiya hai, tu aisa kai ko kiya, aisa to bolne ka zarurat nahi hai." Yeah, totally.
It's about how we communicate that to them.
Perfect self care routine, though. Perfect self care routine. Like, I really think these are the things that I think help us also. So, when we sort of talk about these things with others, it helps us also sort of be kind to ourselves in that moment. Because kindness na hum log na kya karta hai, a lot of times as we talked before, like the world has sort of evolved into this thing ki we end up being selfish a lot of times, where we don't care about the other person's feelings, or rather how they are going to deal with it. But sometimes what there's also another side, the other side being we don't really treat the way we treat our friends. Like for example, if I'm telling a bro, I've had a bad day, you won't say ki ha tu chutiya de, you deserve a bad day. You won't be saying it's okay, you will get better. But the moment we fuck up, the instant reaction, or like as a fuck up, I would like quote unquote, our instant reaction just goes, okay, main chutiya hu, I'm an idiot, I don't
exactly
know how to handle this, I am an asshole or whatever. So there is always that, and it's not really helping us. Just being very unkind to ourselves in that moment is just problematic in a lot of ways. Like it's either this extreme or this extreme, where there's no like sort of balance being maintained at all.
Yeah, when it comes to others, like we are good at comforting them, but when it happens to us, we instead blame just ourselves. It all happened because of our own.
I am the problem. For this, I would like to be a North Indian comic, though. I would because the confidence to have that skill. Ki log chuti hai, main hi to joke likhta hu.
Nice.
I would really love that. But I have this analogy that I always use. It's been 4 years since I discovered this analogy, and every time I use this analogy, but it's just to sound like an arrogant intellectual ka choda, okay? Basically, this happens when you read a lot of philosophy. So this thing that I've done is, let's say you have two friends, okay? Positive, negative, okay? Let's just call them positive and negative. Okay, you have two friends, you are hanging out with them, okay, and they are your best friends, okay? They are your best friends who are going to be there for you. Now let's say you start hanging out with one friend more than the other, okay? So that other friend is going to do things to get your attention, na? Because the other person is getting ignored, the other person is getting very ignored, like he will or she will do things to get your attention. Well, like bhai main bhi exist karta hu ye life mein aisa. So the moment you end up ignoring that person obviously tries to do a lot of things to get your attention. While the person you're spending time with, if you spend too much time with them, you become that person. So the analogy here is, there is positive and negative emotions, but we only a lot of times that we see entitlement, there's always positivity, a lot of positivity which is going around them, which makes them not see negative sides to a lot of things, which
एग्जैक्टली
I think is equally important. नेगेटिविटी अगर तुम लोग नहीं देखोगे तो बहुत प्रिविलेज बन जाओगे. इफ देर इज यू एंड अप थिंकिंग लाइक देर इज नो नेगेटिव थिंग हैपनिंग इन द वर्ल्ड, एवरीथिंग इज रोजी, एवरीथिंग इज अमेजिंग, इट्स यू हु इज द प्रॉब्लम, देन देर इज नो देन यू आर मिसिंग आउट ऑन अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स. बट इफ यू आर ऑन द अदर साइड ऑल्सो वेर यू आर बींग वेरी नेगेटिव, लाइक वॉट इज द पॉइंट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड एंड स्टफ, which I am at. I'll be very honest. I'll be very honest. When you are on the other side, you end up being unfair on people who are trying to bring a positive change on the world, who are trying to be different, who are trying to be better, who are trying to build trees where they know they are not going to stand over the shade, they are not going to stand on. So I think that's where there has to be a ground of balance where we have to move forward with these two emotions and actually make them part of our self-care routine, where we understand and empathetically grow with ourselves. Like ये दोनों चीजें इंपॉर्टेंट है, हम लोग को पॉजिटिव भी चाहिए नेगेटिव भी चाहिए. कभी कभी नेगेटिविटी ज्यादा चाहिए होएगा, कभी कभी पॉजिटिविटी ज्यादा चाहिए होएगा. तो हेल्दी बैलेंस एंड गोइंग विद इट समवेयर हेल्प्स.
Yeah, it was actually a good analogy that you mentioned, because at least if I have to look back at myself, I was like, be it anything, I always used to have two things. I used to think practically the pros and cons of a particular thing. So based on that, I used to, okay, I know I would have figured out the balance, and I would act accordingly. But when it comes to people, and when it comes to people, and if I get to know that, okay, like there is 60% positivity, 40% negativity, then I used to simply ignore that 40%. Okay, whatever it is there,
Ah,
we will
okay.
we this 60% somehow overtakes that, and we completely ignore that. So whatever,
Correct.
whenever there that 40% face is there, we still kind of okay agree, and okay, we were kind of वो क्या बोलते हैं उसे, we accept that,
Overcompensate,
and
except
over confidence, it's kind of we accept that, okay, this is fine, I say, okay, we kind of. And then again, if it's like someone too much negative, and there is some small positive thing, some positive that they are showing, फिर नहीं, तू तो है ही चूते, अब तू ऐसे बोलेगा कौन मानेगा. So that also comes up. So we need to understand that every person will have both good and bad side. We need to understand both of them. It's not that we should ignore them, ignore either of them completely. We should be aware of both of them, because sometimes they may be 60-40, sometimes it can be 30-70 coming out. So it depends upon their mood or their day, maybe how what they are going through. So it's just that it's not key we ignore either of them. We should also know when it comes to person, we should also, like how we are balancing our these two things, we should know of the other person as well,
Correct.
so that it's not like whenever they are all positive and all, we are okay, we are all good, and whenever they start showing their vulnerable face or we kind of ignore them, or we do, okay, nahin, this is wrong, you always tell like this. That doesn't happen. We have to, okay, understand them, okay, yeah, there is the space also, and then see what can be done at that point, and rather than
Perfect.
ignoring or telling, nahin, tu chutia hai, to aisa hi. Yeah.
हाँ, I perfect. That genuinely, yeah, it is something that we have to like come to terms with. I would say like come to terms with in the sense ki you can't really just be looking at someone and be like, oh, this person is outstanding or this person is all negative. and stuff. Aisa, but the huge problem that I see in social media is इधर, because every बहुत भिंचो इतना motivational speaker आ गया है ना ये दुनिया में. Like मैं Instagram, I have blocked most of them, dude. The amount of pages I block every day or not interested report, bro. मैं सीधा report करता हूँ. I don't want that energy in my life. I'm sort of like नहीं चाहिए मेरे को भाई. Oh my God, the amount of energy that the shade, the toxic masculinity that I see on everyday basis on my Insta feed. Like, dude, ये तो नहीं चाहिए मेरे को. जितना dude, oh my God.
इंस्टाग्राम में सोचता लग रहा कि उसको पता नहीं कैसा अपना मूड पता चलता है, जिस मूड में उसी पे एकदम रिलेटेबल पूरा का पूरा. जिस दिन हार्ट ब्रेक हो, उस दिन आके चार पांच मोटिवेशनल स्पीकर हार्ट ब्रेक के बारे में बोल रहे हैं कि ऐसा हैंडल कर रहे थे, ऐसा रहते बी तू
मालूम चला
टाइगर
इसका
है,
सब
तू
हैंडल नहीं करना चाहिए.
टाइगर
तू टाइगर है. फक डूड,
है.
यू नीड थेरेपी आल्सो. ऐसा करके बोल देने का, लाइक ऐसा ट्रूथ बॉम्ब डाल देने का कि यू नीड थेरेपी आल्सो. इट्स फाइन, देयर इज नथिंग बैड अबाउट इट. कंसीडर टेकिंग थेरेपी. बट थेरेपी इज वन ऑफ माय फॉर्म्स ऑफ सेल्फ केयर. आई नो इट्स बीन अ लॉन्ग टाइम सिंस आई हैव बीन टू अ थेरेपी, बट आई रियली एडवोकेट गोइंग टू इट. मेरे को जाने का है, बट यार. So, final final thoughts and then we'll end the episode. What are your simple self care routines that you like to nowadays? Like it can be anything.
So one of the thing, like I'm not telling this just to mention this, it's like the podcast that we are recording, like, or any podcast that we record. So it's kind of one thing that I feel okay. I mean, though we have a busy day or whatever it is, but this is a place or somewhere we are like able. We allow ourselves to be ourselves more and like talk about anything, कोई भी टॉपिक हो. इट्स नॉट जस्ट दिस पॉडकास्ट, एनी पॉडकास्ट दैट वी हैव रिकॉर्डेड टिल नाउ, वी जस्ट कम टॉक, ऐसे बकचोदी करना है. दैट्स अगेन अ काइंड ऑफ सेल्फ केयर दैट आई सी. सो दैट इज वन थिंग. एक्चुअली आई वांटेड टेल अबाउट इट, बट यू आस्क्ड अ क्वेश्चन, सो नाउ आई एम टेलिंग दैट. सो दिस इज आई सी दैट दैट इज वन थिंग. एंड like whenever you like ask, yeah, we'll shoot and ask, but I the right next moment I look into my calendar if I don't have any late meeting, so that I don't get tired and then ye bhi karke, or it is like if we are recording, if we're doing something, which it should be valuable, we should put efforts in that as well. Like someone is asking us, then so it the only thing that we are doing is sitting on the call and talking, that's it. And उसके आगे कुछ नहीं करेगा, और वो उतना वो एफर्ट भी अगर हम वी आर नॉट पुटिंग इट 100%, देन इट डजंट मेक सेंस. डोंट डू इट. सो दैट्स व्हाई लाइक आई लाइक दिस, लाइक डूइंग दिस रिकॉर्डिंग पॉडकास्ट एंड ऑल. दो इट्स नॉट लाइक अबाउट ओके हम फेमस बनने के लिए करेगा, ऐसा व्यूज आएगा, ऐसा कुछ. इट्स लाइक इट्स फील वी फील गुड अबाउट आवरसेल्फ्स अगेन. सो ओके या इट्स अ नाइस थिंग. So let's say like whenever you ask for a shoot record, I just immediately look कि week कैसा है, उसके हिसाब से I'll give a day. Okay, this week I will do this, be
I
whatever.
have immense respect for you right now. Not just right now, for long time. Because as you know, I'll give context to our users who are audiences who listen to us, and quite a few people do now. I'm very surprised, but now I'm like, chalo, theek hai. So incredible part about this, like we have 15 people on the Insta, the WhatsApp
What's up?
podcast group, theek hai. The different part about it is only four five people actually turn up to shoot. Theek hai, the same. But amazing part about it is there are people who reply instantly, like instantly bhi nahi to bhi ek din, like they reply, and Shriyari is one of them. And there are so like four five people there, Rajita, Shriyari, there are people, and it's so amazing to see them like actually replying and showing that interest. Because and it's amazing that you told us that how you also feel super interested, and I have huge respect for that. Because taking time away from your busy schedule and doing this is something which I can't repay, which is something like I really admire and I'm really grateful for. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no, actually it comes from you to me. So when I think about this, like you also work 9 to 5, then you write content for your stand-up, and then you record this, you then edit this, then make reel, cut short clips of it, make a reel, then upload it to Spotify and all those things. And for me it feels like क्या जाके एक कॉल करके 2 घंटे बात कर रहा है वो बंदा उतना कर रहा है इतना तो लाइक इफ ही कांट इवन डू दिस देन दैट्स नॉट बीइंग ट्रू तो दैट एक्चुअली कम्स फ्रॉम यू सो दैट्स एटलीस्ट वी शुड डू जस्टिस व्हाट व्हाट ही इज पुटिंग इन एफर्ट्स इन दैट सो या फ्रॉम दैट ओनली इट कम्स एटलीस्ट फॉर मी सो या
ग्रेट मैन आई रियली अप्रिशिएट इट थैंक यू सो मच या काफी होलसम मोमेंट
खुशी के आंसू
आ गए ओह माय गॉड वैलिडेशन बट अपार्ट फ्रॉम द 11 स्टोरीज बडी व्हाट इज योर सेल्फ केयर रूटीन दैट यू यूजुअली इंप्लाय आफ्टर लाइक आई हैव हर्ड दैट यू स्टार्टेड रीडिंग बुक लाइक यू हैव रीड अ कपल ऑफ बुक्स सो टेल मी अबाउट दैट हाउ
या
डिड यू लाइक रीडिंग इट
या
रीडिंग इट
I started with this Do Epic Shit again Ankur Variko motivational but yeah please bear with it but it was actually good and then many people like recommended to read Ikigai and again that was good it is Ikigai is not something about like motivation and positive it's about the way of living that's it or kuch nahi so from live example how in a certain part of the world people are living how they are happy and healthy it's just that nothing else and how like we one can try to implement some of it to make a better living that's it and since I like this Do Epic Shit and then he launched his second book Get Epic Shit Done again that was good and it was not like something just a few words about topic it was about more like a conversation like how we are having a conversation right now the whole book is written conversation between a person who is telling his life experience and then the person who is learning I see this thing happening in my workplace so how do I deal with it then the other person is telling like this is how I dealt maybe it can be different for you but yeah you can look into it so I'm thinking it was good and now I think I thought I'll start reading fiction so a bit so I'm still didn't buy any book after that
I read fiction only chahiye to I'll give don't
worry yeah sir I'll let you know I actually wanted to like there was some new book of Ashwin Sanghi so I thought I'll buy that and because I read his this Chanakya's chant prosable line long back when I was in school and it was really good I mean at that time I mean we it's kind of again a thriller and kind of thing so I like in general I like thriller movies and series so even just before recording this I was watching one Malayalam movie called Tangam it's again a thriller not thriller like a very gripping story so yeah So since now all these movies and everything has replaced, so that reading habit had subsided. So I didn't. So but now I'm slowly starting. So probably
it's fine, buddy. It's again a part of your self-care. It's
the
amazing part of being a self-care routine is to accept that there are going to be days where you don't have self-care and trying to get that. That's what.
Yeah. Other than this, like the it's like I have started. I am a very like I used to be a very routine kind of guy to have discipline in following a proper routine so I thought I should try to get that back and so that I follow proper routine again and then things are that is my kind of again self-care so then now I started like to get up early in the morning and go to gym be it even 20 minutes minimum 20 minutes I have to do something move around here and there in gym and at least, if not just go for walk or something like that And now it's like every weekends we have started, like with office colleagues, we have started playing badminton. So now that has become a routine for me. Every weekend it's booked, we go and play, have some fun. So yeah, these kind of things are like my kind of
Okay.
self-care. For me, getting into routine is itself
It's a
a
self-care
form
in
of
itself.
self-care.
Nice.
So because as long as we keep ourselves engaged in one thing or other, automatic things are better. That's what I felt in recent days. The moment we sit idle and kind of let our thoughts go, and basically I'm overthinking. So yeah, overthinking शुरू हो जाता है कुछ ना कुछ negative positive it keeps wandering. So if I'm keeping myself engaged, then okay, at least I have reduced that to some extent. Now the other thing is I have to fix my sleep cycle. Though I go to bed early and get up early, but there is not a complete proper sound sleep of like 6 hours, 7 hours. It is very intermittent. So I have to work on that.
सालों हो गए ब्रो मेरे को ऐसा मेरे सालों हो गए ब्रो, मैंने तो ग्रो भी कर दिया उसका। थैंक यू,
नहीं
एटलीस्ट
ब्रो,
आई सी समवन टेकिंग एफर्ट फॉर इट, रियली कूल, काफी कूल। नेक्स्ट कुछ है? या
व्हाट इज योर्स?
मेरा डूड माइंड इज सॉर्ट ऑफ रीडिंग, ओके, लाइक आई रीड क्वाइट अ बिट, सो दैट इज द एंड आई रिसेंट इन द पास्ट कपल ऑफ मंथ्स आई हैव नॉट बीन एबल टू रीड मच, विच इज अ लिटिल प्रॉब्लमेटिक फॉर मी बिकॉज आई एम नॉट लाइकिंग इट, आई एम नॉट लाइकिंग दैट आई एम नॉट रीडिंग। तो वैसा है बिकॉज आई वॉज कंप्लीटिंग टू बुक्स अ मंथ यार, सो ऐसा सब हो रहा था, और रादर समटाइम्स थ्री बुक्स अ मंथ। आई एम नॉट लाइक शोइंग ऑफ दैट, आई एम जस्ट सेइंग दैट आई इट इज अ इट वॉज अ पार्ट ऑफ मी, ओके, लाइक इट वॉज अ पार्ट ऑफ मी एंड आई वॉज लाइकिंग एंड आई रियली लव द फैक्ट दैट वेन आई वॉज विद अ बुक आई वॉज गेटिंग अवे फ्रॉम मोबाइल एवरीथिंग, सो जस्ट गेटिंग अवे, चिलिंग एंड लाइक आई नो दैट पीपल डिजर्व माई टाइम बट आई डिजर्व सम माई टाइम एज वेल, सो दैट इज माई थिंग लाइक एंड आई एम स्टार्टिंग टू गेट दैट बैक। आई एम स्टार्टिंग टू रीड बुक्स अगेन, लाइक आई हैव स्टार्टेड रीडिंग इन द सेंस की आई वॉज रीडिंग बट आई वॉज नॉट रियली कंसिस्टेंट एट इट, सो आई एम सॉर्ट ऑफ रीडिंग अगेन। आई एम बींग ओके विद द फैक्ट दैट समटाइम्स आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू रीड बट आई विल कैच अप इवेंचुअली, सो दैट इज देयर। सो वो है, फिर रेगुलरली डूइंग स्टैंड अप इज देयर, रेगुलरली इज डूइंग स्टैंड अप इन द सेंस की अटेंडिंग टू थ्री माइक्स, जस्ट बीइंग ऑन स्टेज
Yeah.
डूड, आई रियली लव बीइंग ऑन स्टेज, सो दैट इज अ सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइक इट सॉर्ट ऑफ इनेबल्स मी टू एक्सप्रेस माई सेल्फ इन अ लॉट ऑफ डिफरेंट वेज, इट सॉर्ट ऑफ मेक्स मी कॉन्फिडेंट, इट हेल्प्स मी इन अ लॉट ऑफ वेज एंड इट अलाउज मी टू एक्सप्लोर दैट पार्ट ऑफ मी विच वॉज नॉट रियली explored in 23 years of my life, 24 years of my life, so that is there. And for a lot of people it's a very different journey, stand up is a very different journey, for me it's a very different journey. Like I fight my own demons every day, and to just get into that stage for 5 minutes is like a is like therapeutic for me. It's not therapy, therapy it can't replace therapy, it's therapeutic for me, but
No.
so that's there for sure. Podcast, of course, podcast is my baby. I can't really express how much this podcast means to me. And to express, I would give an example as well. Like, this has happened twice, okay, where I had to, they are the people that I have removed from my Irrelevant Stories group previously have been my close friends as well. So I don't care who you are, I don't care what kind of a relationship that we have had. I don't care how many episodes we have shot. If there is a lack of interest, ignorance, I would call it, I don't want you in the group. Because my thing is very simple. You ignore me, it's fine. It's completely, for a moment I won't like it, but for a moment I can handle that. Okay. You ignore this work, the Irrelevant Stories, where there are people in the group who are putting in effort. It's not just me who is putting in effort. If it was just me, it's fine, because I would be able. I would. You know what? It's fine. But there are people, other people in the sense, not just other people, people who end up thinking that it's their podcast as well. I can't really be disrespectful to them, and that is one thing. I can't do that. It's just not there. It's not fun. It's not cool. So, and the moment a lot of people, the moment it becomes sort of a way where you think the podcast is too cool for me, or it's just not for me, I don't want even the conversation on the group, because this Irrelevant Stories space is always open for new members. It's always open. And I will keep, and there is not going to be an exit. There's not going to be ki itna log aa gaya bas hai, we need audiences. No. The entire purpose of the Irrelevant Stories is to have different people talk about different stories. And because I'm sick of it having influencers, or like having or seeing shows, or rather anything with influencers or highly profiled people and stuff. I'm just sick of it. I'm just so done with it. I want different people with different stories who are not really in the media space, who are just people living normal lives, who want that space to express their stories and who want to express their opinions. That's the Irrelevant Stories. And the moment that is there, it's gratifying to me. It's incredibly gratifying to me, because I know ki wo chalega nahi chalega, it doesn't matter, okay, but just to get that story out there, and people will listen. Someday it will listen. It's not like today people will listen. Pehle 5 log sunta tha, abhi 15 log sunta hai, ek episode 25 log suna hai, 50 log suna hai, 30 log suna hai, suna to hai na at the end of the day. So Irrelevant Stories is for me that. And quite a few people have told me to bring in influencers, to talk influencers, have them on the show. I'm like, nahi chahiye mere ko. Like, I don't really want to beg anyone to be on the show. This show is about people who are living a life, a normal life, or what, or as we call it, a normal life, or like whatever I like, people who are just having their life going on, who are not really in the media industry, sort of. Like, ye log mast famous hai isliye on the show hai. Couldn't care less. I don't want them in the part of like nature. So I'd rather just have this and no nothing else. So I think that because doing Irrelevant Stories is sort of, for me, brings a lot of satisfaction, because having these conversations is wholesome. Yeah, this conversation, or any conversation for that matter, because hum log last episode kiya tha where we had incredible time, like hum log aisa bakchodi kiya tha Chennai, Bombay, Delhi ka, like there is no topic, but we did the most insane burger and we were laughing. Yeah. It was just therapeutic, dude. After a point, yaar, maza aata hai ye sab mein. For me is that, at least. Like, everybody has their thing. So wo hai mere liye. And to see a group expand and community to be formed is my thing. Like, there are so many plans I have for the Irrelevant Stories. तो देखते हैं वो होता है या नहीं होता, बट फॉर नाउ दिस इज वेयर इट स्टैंड्स. लाइक आई डोंट वांट टू डिसरेस्पेक्ट एनीबॉडी और एनीथिंग, बट दिस इज व्हाट इट इज. लाइक आई लव, आई रिस्पेक्ट एंड वैल्यू टू मच ऑफ द Irrelevant Stories नाउ फॉर इट टू बी ट्रीटेड लाइक जस्ट अनदर ग्रुप इन योर लाइफ. सो या, सो दैट्स दैट. थैंक यू. And yeah, so I mean, there's after you have your work and stuff, so there is not really much self-care that I'm doing now. I plan to go hit the gym after March, like I was thinking of Sochi Play, but I realized I was broke, so I have to find places, but I also have to start hitting the gym. So sooner I'll start doing that, and I'll come to you for tips, bro, because mere ko chahiye, I don't know how to do it. This is not something I do. Like, whenever I want to go fitness, I go out and play. That was my thing. I've never hit the gym in my life. So I have to know what is happening. So I'll contact you, buddy. So thank you.
Yeah,
so that is one thing I would like to do. But theek hai, baaki sab chal rahi hai. So thank you so much. And with that, I think we can wrap the episode up. Thank you so much, Thierry, for being on the panel, on the lineup. It was really amazing to have this conversation with you for an hour and a half now. And I'm not going to edit this. I can't edit this out. So I'm like, chalo, theek hai. So now you are going to be bringing out people to listen to this episode. So Thank you so much, buddy. It really means a lot to have you on the panel, and I hope you really enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks to you as well for having me here. And yeah, always these one-on-one conversations are good.
Amazing.
Deep,
Thank
thought-provoking as
you. Full, amazing. Thank you so much for the audiences who listened to us as well. It was really, it really means a lot if you are listening to us and stuff. So, thank you. And really appreciated. You can also share your self-care routine down on the questions below. Like I'll be putting some questions over there. You can share your. We would really love to hear from your end as well, because it's something that I really value and we value. So yeah, it's an inclusive space. Everybody's included. So yeah, and if you want to reach out to us, like DM us, as Irrelevant Stories Instagram pe DM karo. Gmail, so you can mail us at therelevantstories@gmail.com, and you can also reach out to us if you have any queries or you know something, like if you want to have, like if you want to want us to talk about something and you have some ideas you want to share, please go ahead, aisa karo, reach out to us. It really helps us a lot, yeah. You have no idea just how much validation helps us, because we also want to understand what are you listening and what are your thoughts, so it would really help. So thank you so much, and adios for this week. See you next week. Till then, have a good, decent self-care. Take care of yourself. Chill, relax, and listen to some more irrelevant stories. We have some good episodes back then. It will obviously make your day. And chill. See you next week. Have fun, and bye. Thank you.